I've been asked to remind everybody that Dafyomi Shiurim are available for sponsorship for $54 as we try to complete the building that in Mirza Hashem will host all of these Shiurim. So we are, today's Daf is Chulin Daf Pei Dalid. We are holding on Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis, and we are at Viligre Vilichsei on the bottom of Pei Gimel Amid Beis. What we're in the middle of discussing is the Gemara wanted, the Mishnah at the very beginning of the parak tells us that there is no mitzvah of kisui adam b'mikdashin. So the Gemara wants to know, why not? Why isn't, if you have an oath that's hegdish, why is it that there's no mitzvah of kisui adam? So we're going to have three answers to that question. The first answer is that we're only talking about kachay bedek habayis, which is a shechita she'en ruya, because you're not supposed to shecht kachay bedek habayis, and a shechita she'en ruya is not eligible for kisui. Then we're going to have a second answer that even by kachay mizbeach, because there's a third step between the shechita and the kisui, so that disqualifies it. The mitzvah of kisui is only when you go straight from shechita to kisui, but whenever there's a third step in between, it disqualifies it. Then we're going to have a third answer that just like by a chaya, by definition it's not kodesh, so by an oaf also it's not going to apply to an oaf that's kodesh. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that dam behema is in some ways compared to mayim and in other ways not compared to mayim. It's compared to mayim with regard to kisui adam, that it does not require kisui adam, just like mayim doesn't require kisui, but it's not like mayim with regard to tevila. You want to go to the mikveh, you got to go to mayim. You can't go to a mikveh of dam behema. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the proper attitude toward eating meat. How often a person should eat meat, how much meat a person is supposed to eat, what's considered to be gluttonous, and what's considered to be with proper moderation. And once we're talking about that, we talk about the proper attitude toward wealth in general, and what living with moderation means. And then there's going to be a discussion on the second half of Amud Beis, if a person has to shecht an animal, a chaya or an oaf, on Shabbos, because of Pikuach Nefesh, as a Cholosh Yishpa Sakana, so is there a mitzvah of Kisui then? Do you do Kisui Adam on Shabbos? And we're going to have an interesting comparison to Mila on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So let's begin. We are right in the middle of the conversation. We're at Viligre Vilikase. So what we had said yesterday is that we don't do the mitzvah, we were questioning why it is that there's no mitzvah of Kisui Adam on Mukdashim, and the Gemara had said that it's because of Rabbi Zeira, because you need to put Ofer Lamata, and you can't put Ofer Lamata by the Mizbeach. There's no way to make Ofer Lamata by the Mizbeach, because if you are Mevatalit there, then it's going to be Mosav Alabinyan. If you're not Mevatalit there, it's going to be Chatzitza. So the Gemara said, yeah, but what's the big deal? So don't put the Ofer Lamata. The Kisui is still kosher without the Ofer Lamata. Ideally, you're supposed to have Ofer Lamata, but it's still kosher without the Ofer Lamata. Just put the afar lamala. Gemara says, no, you need it to at least be ra'oi for the afar lamata, and because by kachim it's not even ra'oi for the afar lamata, that's why there's no mitzvah of kisui adam by kachim. It's part of the general rule of kol ra'oi labila bila makevus bo, v'kol shein ra'oi labila ein bila. I'm sorry, kol ha'ra'oi labila ein bila makevus bo, v'kol shein ra'oi labila bila makevus bo. So ask the Gemara, but still, v'ligrei v'lichsei, you could still do it on kachim, you could still do kisui adam on kachim, with putting Afra Lamata and Afra Lamala. Simply take the dam from the Mizbeach, scrape it off of the Mizbeach, and do the Kisui somewhere else. Put it on a bed of dirt somewhere else, and then cover it with dirt. Milo Tnan, after all, doesn't the Mishnah say, in a couple of days from now, we'll have a Mishnah, that dam anitas v'sha'al asakin chayev l'chasos, that if blood squirts out from far away from the place where you shecht it, or blood that's on a knife, that you already did the shechita and there's some blood on the knife, you have a chiyuv of kisui adam, you're obligated to be mechasa that dam. Now, how in the world are you going to be mechasa dam that's on the knife? You're going to bury the knife? No, you're going to need that shechita knife in the future. We assume that people keep their shechita knives around. Right? What's the classic example of a muksamach maschesron kis? Is a shechita knife, because you would never use it for anything else. You're always protecting it, you're keeping it in a safe place. So, alma degar mechasile. Obviously, what's happening is you're taking the blood off of the knife, and then you're doing the kisui. So, achanami nigrav nechasile. So, says Gemara, we should do the same thing over here.
to do the shechita of the kachim, of the oaf that's kachim, on the mizbeach. You have the blood, scrape the blood off of the mizbeach, put it somewhere else, and do the kisui. That's somewhere else. So how can you tell me that it's not shaykh to do kisui by mukdashim? Says Gemara, ibe kachim mizbeach hachinami. You know what? If you were actually shechtin kachim mizbeach, you're right. Kisui would be possible, and it could be that that you are chayiv in kisui by kachim mizbeach, since it is possible. Hachemayeskinon, but kachim betekabayis. We're not talking, but when our Mishnah says you don't do kisui on mukdashin, it's on by kachim bet kabayis. You designate an animal not as a karban, you designate an animal so that its value can be used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not going to be used as a karban. It's ultimately going to be sold, and the money that you get from that animal is going to pay the electric bill. They didn't have an electric bill, but you get the, it's going to pay for whatever cost they have around the Beis HaMikdash. So since if you shecht it, it would be asr ba'anah, because it would be a violation of Me'ila, the shechita of such an animal is a shechita shein rui. You're supposed to be selling it, you're not supposed to be shechting it. And our Mishnah must hold that there is no mitzvah kisui adam by a shechita that's a shechita shein rui, where the shechita should not have been done in the first place. So it says Gemara, should not have been done in the first place, but even worse, that when the shechita is done, the thing's going to be asr. It's going to be asr ba'na. The shechita is not matir the basar. So there's no mitzvah kisui when the shechita is not matir the basar. So it says Gemara, why can't you be poda the kachay bed kabayis after you shecht it, and then it'll be mutar b'achila, and then you'll be able to do the mitzvah of kisui? That's how Rashi understands. It tells us to raise the question, how do I know that the guy who shechted the kachay bed kabayis is chayiv to be poda it in order to do the mitzvah of kisui adam? And also, our Mishnah says it's not noeg b'mukdashin. If we're talking about that he's poda them, then it's not mukdashin anymore. So it tells us is bothered. Is that really what we're suggesting? That the pshat in our Mishnah, when it says that it's not noeg b'mukdashin, is talking about mukdashin that you were poda. So it says the reason you have to be poda such kachim is so that it doesn't come to hefsid, because right now they're asr b'achila. So after that, it's you're poda them, it will be in mispar l'mafreya that shechita actually was a shechita ru'uya, and now it's memela going to be chayiv in the mitzvah of kisui. So therefore, already right now, before you're pulled to them, it's chayiv in the mitzvah of kisui. That's what's also understands, like this whole backwards thing, that because you have to be pulled to it so that it will become roi la'achila. And then once it's roi la'achila, it turns out that it was a shechita ru'uya, and if it's shechita ru'uya, mela, it's chayiv in kisui. But bottom line is, can't you be pulled to even kachay b'dekabayis, it could be chayiv in kisui? Answers Gemara, no, it can't, because in order to be poda kachim, but even hamadav aracha, in order to be poda kachim, you have to stand the animal up on its feet and evaluate it as such. A chayo or oaf that's already shechted, obviously you can't do hamadav aracha; it's dead. And memela, you can't be poda it. And if you can't be poda it, then it's asr ba'na. The whole shechita is a shechita she'in ru'iyah. It's not going to be chayiv in kisui. So that's why we're assuming that there's no kisui by kachim, not by any kachim, but by kachim by the kabayis, because it's a shechita shein ruya, and there's no kisui by a shechita shein ruya. Says the Gemara, does that answer really pan out? Ukiman, who is the author of the Mishnah that would say such a thing? That the reason there's no kisui by kachim is because it's a shechita shein ruya, and there's no kisui by shechita shein ruya. Ik, Rabbi Meir, da amar, hakol hoi b'chala madvar racha, hamar shechita shein ruya, shma shechita. Rabbi Meir is the one that says, in order to be pulled the kachim, you need hamadvar racha, and therefore kachim by the kabayis that are shechted are not ra'oi for pidyon anymore. Yeah, but Rameir is also the one that says that shechita she'en ru'ya shma shechita. That even if it was a shechita she'en ru'ya, it would still be chayiv in kisui. It would still count as a shechita. That we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, that if you shecht an animal, it turns out to be a treifa, Rameir says, yeah, even though it's a shechita she'en ru'ya, you can't eat the basar of that animal because it's a treifa, you're still chayiv in kisui. So our Mishnah can't be going like Rabbi Meir, because we said that the only reason there's no mitzvah of kisui adam b'mukdashin is because it's shechita shein ruya. Rameir would say, I don't care, it's still chayiv in kisui if it's shechita shein ruya. And ik Rabbi Shimon, damar shechita shein ruya, lo shma shechita. And if you can assume like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that a shechita shein ruya, Ruya is Loshma Shchita. We saw the Shita of Rabbi Shimon that if a person shucks an animal and it's Nimtza Trefa, Rabbi Shimon is Poter because of the Yisr of Osav Espino, because the reason is because Shchita, he patters from Osav Espino because it's a Shchita Shein Ruya, so it therefore wouldn't fit the definition of Shechting Osav Espino Biyom Echad, because the Shchita Shein Ruya is not a Shchita at all. So Rabbi Shimon is the one that holds Shchita Shein Ruya is not a Shchita at all. Rabbi Shimon is the one that says that there is no din of hamadavar racha by katshe betekabayis, that you don't need to stand up katshe betekabayis. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that you need a shchita ruia, katshe betekabayis are a shchita ruia because you can always be poded it. How can you be poded? You don't need hamadavar racha. You could be poded after it's already shechted. Says the Gemara, who could be the author of our Mishnah if in fact this is what our Mishnah means when it says that there's no mitzvah of kisei adam by kachim? Amar Rav Yosef, Rebbe. The author of our Mishnah must be Rebbe, who's the author of most of the Mishnahs, but he's paskining one way or the other in each of these machlokos. We have a machlokos whether shchita shein ruya shma shchita or lo shma shchita. We have a machlokos whether you require hamad v'aracha by kachim bedekabayis, and Rebbe paskins one way or the other in each machlokos. The two machlokas are not necessarily bound together. V'nasav la'alibat etanai, Rebbe is suggesting his shita based on two deos in Tanaim that argue about two issues. B'shchita she'en ruya savlak Rabbi Shimon. When it comes to shchita she'en ruya, Rebbe holds it's lo shma shchita. It's not considered a shchita. U'bahamad v'aracha savlak Rabbi Meir. And when it comes to hamad v'aracha, he holds like Rabbi Meir that katche bet gabayis are bechlal hamad v'aracha that you require hamad v'aracha. And therefore, Rebbe, who holds one way in one machlokas, the other way in the other machlokas, is the author of our Mishnah, who says that shchita shein ruya, who says that there's no kisei adam by katshe betekabayis, because by definition katshe betekabayis are always going to be shchita shein ruya, since they're not eligible for pidyon because they require ha'amada v'ha'aracha. A lot of times you have different machlokas between the same people, but the two machlokas aren't necessarily related to each other. You don't have, a lot of times people are under the impression that if I hold like this posik, I have to hold like this posik for every single thing he says. I'm a Rav Moshe Feinstein Jew, I have to follow everything Rav Moshe Feinstein ever said. And if I'm Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Jew, I felt everything of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach ever said. No, they could have a machlokas about two different things, and you pask in one way, like in one machlokas, another way, another machlokas. We were discussing recently, right? We were talking about the case with Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, that the fellow wanted to know. It was already 20 minutes after Shkia, he forgot to put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. So should he put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin now? Because if Rabbeinu Tam were here, he would tell him to put on the Tefillin, because Rabbeinu Tam would say it's still Vadayom. Now, if Rashi were here, he would tell him, you could put those on because those aren't Tefillin. So that's fine. That's not really, but those are two separate machlokas. The machlokas about what's called tefillin and the machlokas about what's called yom and what's called laila are two separate disputes that are not necessarily tali zebizeh. So it's not so pashut that he would still be able to put on the tefillin at that point in time. Now, this you have all over Shas, that just because two people argue about two different things, it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to paskin like the same person in both machlokas. But now the Gemara says another possibility. Why is it that our Mishnah says that when it comes to kach, it's considered to be, when it comes to kachim, it's considered to be a potter from kisui. The whole Mishnah is assuming, like Rabbi Shimon holds, that you're able to be poda kachim by the kabayis and eat it. V'shayni hacha, damar krav, v'shafach v'chisa, mishayin mechusar l'shvicha v'kisui, yatzazesh mechusar shvicha p'diya v'kisui. The mitzvah of kisui adam is only going to apply, says our Mishnah, when there's nothing else that has to be done between the shchita and the kisui. This is part of a broader question of how connected the mitzvah of kisui is to the mitzvah of shchita. Is it part of the same act of shchita, part of the mitzvah of shchita, or is it an independent mitzvah? So there are a lot of indications that it's not a totally independent mitzvah, that it's very much connected. For example, the mitzvah of chachila is misha shachat yichasa. The guy who does the shchita should be the one who does the kisui, rather than to let someone else do it. So here also, that they should be connected to each other. The kisui should be done right after the shechita, and if there's something else that needs to be done in between, then mele there's no chiyuv of kisui. So since the only way this would become a shechita ru'uya is by doing a pidyon, and after the shechita, before the kisui, so that already adds an extra step, mele it's part from kisui. Says Mar Vahashadas Lahachi, once you accept that answer, then our Mishnah doesn't doesn't only have to be talking about kachem bedigabayis anymore. Afil tema kachem mizbech. The Mishnah might even be saying that if you have an oaf that's kachem mizbech, that it does not require a kisui. Why? Because how do we say you're going to be able to do the kisui bekachem mizbech? You can't do it on the mizbech because it's either going to be chatzitz or it's going to be mosif al abinyan. So how do you do it? We said you have to scrape the blood off the mizbech, bring it somewhere else, and do the kisui somewhere else. Yeah, mishen amchus el shvicha v'kisui yatzezesh amchus el shvicha greater of the kisui. There would only be a mitzvah of kisui if right from the shechita you can go to the kisui. But by kachim mizbeach, yes, it's possible to do a kisui, but only if there's another step added in, which is scraping the blood off of the mizbeach and bringing it somewhere else. So mail, that's automatically going to pater it from kisui. So says Gemara, a third possible approach: why it is that shechita of kachim is not chayiv in kisui? Mar bravashi amar kra chaya o'of. The pasuk when it talks about kisui says chaya o'of. So we darshan, ma chaya ain't a kodesh, just like by a chaya, by definition, is not kodesh, because it's not roy to be nikrav on the mizbeach. A chaya is not, can never be kachem mizbeach, so af oaf ain't a kodesh. So too, an oaf is ain't a kodesh. Meaning the oaf that's chayiv in kisui is ain't a kodesh. So just like the chaya that's chayiv in kisui, by definition, is ain't a kodesh, because you can't have a chaya that's kodesh, so too the oaf that's chayiv in kisui, so he must be talking about an oaf that's eino kodesh. Says the Gemara, no, ima chaya she'in b'mino kodesh, af oaf she'in b'mino kodesh, otzi tarun b'nei yona she'ish b'mino kodesh. Maybe it's only excluding those types of chayos va'ofos that in their mean there is no kodesh. So by such chayos and ofos, I would say that there's no chiv kisui if you were makdashit, but by an oaf, where a Torah ben Yona, where even if you shak the l'shem chulin, it can be brought al gabim mizbeach. No, not if you shak l'shem. Since the Torah ben Yona can be brought al gabim mizbeach, so maybe that's not part of that drasha. Says Gemara, lo. Kechaya, my chaya lo chilakdaba, just like by a chaya, there's no difference between different mine chaya, they're all chayiv in kisei adam, af of lo tachlik bo. So by an oaf also, we shouldn't be mechalik between the different minim, all mine oaf are chayiv in kisei adam. So that's the third drasha, the third possibility of what our Mishnah means when it says that there's no chayiv kisei by kachim, is because since chaya by definition is in kachim, the oaf that's chayiv in kisei will also only be a regular oaf, not an oaf, that's kachim. So those are the three approaches to explaining the halach and the Mishnah. Now we discuss how I know that there's no mitzvah kisei adam by a behema. So Amar Yaakov Mina, Rabbi Yaakov Mina said to Rava, who's Rabbi Yaakov Mina? So the name Yaakov Mina is mentioned in Maseches Megillah and Daf Chav Gimel as well. Over there in Daf Chav Gimel, Tosa says it can't be Yaakov Mina, it has to be Yaakov Matza'a. Mina sounds like he's not Bikoris, that he's a min. If he was a min, we wouldn't have called him by his name, says Tosos, because the halacha is, based on the Pasuk of Mishle, Shem Rishayim Yirkov, the Pasuk says. So the halacha is, you're not supposed to mention the names of a Rasha. The name of a Rasha should rot away. So we wouldn't call him by his name Yaakov if he in fact was a min. So based on that Tosos, the Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava writes in his Hagos over here in the back of the Gemara, that over here also we should change the Girsa to Matza'a. Some say that this Rabbi Yaakov Mina'a was a Talmud of Yeshua Notzri. However, in the Tiferes Yaakov he writes that from the Lashon that Rabbi Yaakov Mina'a uses over here, it doesn't sound like he was a bad guy. He seems to include himself among the Chachamim, that he was a Mamin B'Torah and the Chachmei Torah, as opposed to Yaakov Ish Kfar Schanya in Maseches Avodah Zarah, where he says his lashon is Kasuv B'Torashchem. It says in your Torah. Over here, you don't find Yaakov Mina saying anything objectionable. So, Taka, what does he say? Amar Yaakov Mina l'Rava. So Yaakov Mina says to Rava, Kaimelon Chaya B'Chal Behema L'Simanim. We all hold, meaning he's included, he's one of the Chachamim, we hold that a Chaya is included in Behema as far as the Simani Kashrus. What's going to determine whether a Chaya is kosher or not? The same Simanim that determine whether a Behema is kosher or not. Seim Menami Behema B'Chal Chaya L'Kisoi. So shouldn't the equation work the other way as well? That a Behema should be included in the category of Chaya with regard to the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Now we already did make a drasha that a Behema is B'Chal Chaya. We already had a couple of weeks ago on Daf Ayin Aleph that a Behema behema is bichal chaya, because the pasuk says zos hachaya asher tochlu mikol behema asher al aretz. So it starts with chaya, and then the pasuk just shifts into behema to tell me that behema is bichal chaya li yitzira. That if it's mapelas a min chaya, if a woman is mapelas a min chaya, you need you may tuma and you may tara, since it uses the lashon of yitzira by vayitzar kol chaya sasada. So since a behema is bichal chaya, the din of being mapila behema is the same as the din of being mapila chaya. Yaakov Mina'a was not asking from the drasha the behema b'chal chaya liyitzira. He was asking from the fact that chaya is b'chal behema l'simanim, because by yitzira behema there's a machlokas between the Chum and Remeir. So Yaakov Mina'a picks the thing that everyone agrees upon, that everyone agrees about. This is what Rashi points out, that everyone agrees about, and he takes that issue that everyone agrees about, that a chaya is b'chal behema as far as the simanim, and says, well, then it should also be in the reverse, that a behema should be b'chal chaya as far as the mitzvah of kisui, and therefore you should have to do kisui in a behema. Amar Lei, so Rebbe said to Yaakov Mina, Alecha Amar Kra. That's why the pasuk goes out of its way to say, Ala Aretz Tishpachenu Kamayim, that the blood of a behema should be poured ala aretz kamayim. Mayim lo boi kisui, just like mayim does not require kisui. So that's an explicit drasha to tell me, af hainami lo boi kisui, that a dam behema also does not require kisui. Okay, good. So the dam behema doesn't require kisui. Why? Because of a special drasha that it's like mayim. How like mayim is dam behema? Elamayati yad bilubo. If it's like mayim, you should be able to go to the mikveh in dam behema. As disgusting as it sounds. Amar Kras, so now that's why the pasuk says, ach mayim ubar mikveh mayim yeh tahar. That only a mayan or a bar mikveh mayim will be able to be metaher someone who's tamei. Hani in midiachrini lo. Dafka water, but not blood. Maybe that drusha is a fair drusha to be mimaik being tovel in orange juice, but maybe blood of a behema you can be tovel in because it's called mayim. So it says Martre miyutik sivi. There are two miyutim in the pasuk. Mayan mayim ubar mayim. It says a mayan which is mayim by definition, and it says bar which by definition is mayim. So one is to be mimaik sharmashkin, and the other to be my dam, that tvila can only be in mayim, in mamish mayim. It can't be in that which is the equivalent of mayim, which is dam. So it says mar ema idi v'idi l'mutei sharmashkin, chad l'mutei zochlin v'chad l'mutei mechunasin. Maybe they're both coming to be my tvila b'sharmashkin, but there are two ways that you can make a kosher mikvah. One of them is to be my sharmashkin from zechila for a mikvah. What's zechila? If you had a mikvah that was megashamim, that doesn't have the proper shear of mayim, doesn't have our body saw, so you're not allowed to just take mayim she'uvim and fill it up. But what you can do is you could dig another hole at some distance from the mikveh, make a channel that filters down, that slants down from that hole to the mikveh, and pour mayim she'uvim into that hole, and then slowly the water will be zochel into the mikveh. So one is to tell me that you can't do that with sharmashkin, and the other is tell me that you just can't have a mikveh made of mechunasin from sharmashkin, but still no lima to tell me that you can't use dam behema. Says, well, you're right. There are actually three miyutim in the pasuk. Mayan tells me that it's got to be mayim and not sharmashkin, even if it's zochlin. Bar tells me that it's got to be mayim and not sharmashkin, even if it's mechunasin. And then mikveh teaches me again that it's got to be mayim, and that's mayim velo dam, that it can't be dam behema. Okay, now we're going to bring a brisa, Darshan's pasuk, Asher Yotzei Tzayid, which is one of the phrases in the pasuk of Kisui Adam. So Tanu Rabbanan, the brisa Darshan's the following pasuk. Pasuk, the entire pasuk is V'ish ish mi bnei Yisrael minager garbis acham Asher Yotzei Tzayid Chaya Oof Asher Yeachel v'shafach as dama v'chisol ba'ofar. That when you have Chaya Oof Asher Yotzei Tzayid Chaya Oof, that you trap a Chaya and Oof, then you shecht it, then you have a mitzvah of Kisui. So Asher Yatzud, Ein Liela Asher Yatzud, Nitzadim Vodim Elein, Kigon Avazim Vitar Negolim, Inayin. How do I know that I have mitzvah Kisui Adam and the chickens that are in my backyard? Meaning I didn't have to go trap them, they just, I have them already in the coop, and they were born there. So Tamal Omer, Tzeid Mikol Makom. That's why the pasuk says Tzeid, even something that's Nitzad Me'elov, that's automatically trapped, that you didn't have to do an act of trapping. Imkein Matam Lomer Asher Yatzud. So what's the pasuk teaching me when it tells me that I only, that when it paints the mitzvah of Kisui, in the context of going and trapping an animal, limda Torah derech eretz. Shaliyachol adam basar ela bazmana hazos. That when a person eats meat, just like it would take some effort to trap an animal, and you wouldn't do that every time, you wouldn't do that every day, you wouldn't do it three meals a day to go trap an animal because it's too much of a tircha, that's the attitude a person should have toward eating basar. He shouldn't constantly be eating basar. How should he eat basar? He should think to himself, how much out of it would I be willing to go trap the animal now? If I'm so hungry that I'd be willing to go trap, I'm so desirous of basar right now that I'd be willing to go trap the animal, good, then you could eat basar. But if you're not at that point, then a person should not eat basar. So Tanu Rabbanan, similarly, we have a brisa. Ki yarchav Hashem elokecha es gvulcha. Pasuk says that when Hashem is marchav our gvul, and you're going to say, ochla basar ki savana avshecha, you're going to talk about wanting to eat basar. Limda Torah derech eretz. Shal yochla adam basar, elo the teavon. That a person should only eat basar when he's very desirous of the basar. Yachal yikach adam min hashuk v'yochal. You might think that a person should just buy basar from the market and eat it whenever he wants. Tamalomar v'zavachta mibkorcha mitzoncha. Only if you have basar to eat, then you should shecht and eat it. But don't go spending your money on too much basar. Yachal yizbach kol bakar v'yochal. You might think it's normal and fine to shecht all of your bakar and eat it. Kol tzon v'yochal. Shecht all of your tzon and eat it. Tamalomar mi bakarcha v'lo kol bakarcha. Mi tzoncha v'lo kol tzoncha. No, take some of your animals and shecht them. We have a din of shechita. We have an inyan of shechita. Take some of your animals and shecht them, but not all of your animals and shecht them. That's too much. Mikan Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So based on this, Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, Mi sheyesh lo mana. If a person has 100 zuz, which is not that much money, yikach lepaso, he should take for his pot a litra yarak. He should take some vegetables to eat. He shouldn't be eating meat if he doesn't have too much money. Asara mana. If he has asara mana, yikach lepaso litra dagim. Then he should buy fish. Chamishim mana. If he has chamishim mana, yikach lepaso litra basar. Then he should buy some meat. Meya mana yishpasul kedera b'chol yom. Then he could cook basar every single day if he has meya mana, meaning that a person has to spend within his means, and the type of food that he eats should be a reflection of his overall means. The inach and the other ones, so people who don't have meya mana, they have asara mana or chamisha mana, where we say that they eat the litra dagim or litra basar emas. When should they eat it? Meaning, if they're not going to be eating it every day, by definition, they're only going to be eating it once in a while. So when is the proper time to eat it? Says Mar Meir of Shabbos, Ler of Shabbos. They should reserve it. Lekavet Shabbos. That's the appropriate thing to do. That if you have a special delicacy, that it's supposed to be reserved. Lekavet Shabbos. Meaning here you have some of the Davar Gashmi. You have the ability to use it. Letzorech Mitzvah. So you should use it. Letzorech Mitzvah. Why would you use it? Why would you waste it on something that's not Letzorech Mitzvah? Amar Rav Tzrichan Anuch Lachosh L'Divrei Zaken. So Rav says we should be choshesh for Rav Elazar ben Azariah and not eat Pasur V'dagim unless. Instead to use less expensive food. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Abba mi mishpachas briyim hava. So Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, it's easy for Rav to say, because Rav was from a family of very healthy people. He was a very healthy person. Aval kagon anu mi sheyesh lo pruta b'toch kisa yiritzen l'chenveni. But us who are not so healthy and we need to be mechazik our guf, we need to strengthen ourselves. Our nourishment is critical, and therefore there's nothing better to spend your money on than high quality food, because we need the nourishment. But if you're a person who's well nourished anyway, so then you could say, okay, I'm not going to buy basar, I'm not going to eat expensive food. But we have to be careful with our health. Amar Rav Nachman kagon anu loven va'ochen. Rav Nachman goes even a step further. We spend beyond our means for food. We would borrow money in order to eat, because we know that that's our health situation. The Amshul Shlomo writes that we who tend to eat a lot of basar must be somich on Rabbi Yochanan Rav Nachman, that we assume that we're not of such great health and therefore we're allowed to eat as much basar as we want. But he says the Amshul Shlomo, near nadvarim, that a person should only eat kefi chizik agun. That he shouldn't be misagif himself, he shouldn't suffer, but he also shouldn't be ma'adin asatzmo. He shouldn't overindulge. That's not appropriate either. A person has to find a proper balance in his life. Now, when Rav says to be choshesh for Rav Elazar ben Azariah, he said we should be choshesh. choshesh ledivrei zaken. So Ben Yehuda says, why does he call him a zaken? So Pashpshad, he calls him zaken. That's a great compliment. The Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed Gimel says zaken is an utrikun zeh shekana chachma. So it's a reference to Talmud Chacham. But the Ben Yehuda says, but in addition to that, he dafka wanted to call him zaken to bring to our attention the nace that happened min hashamayim to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as far as zikna was concerned, because the Gemara in Brachos tells us that he was 18 years old when they appointed him as a nasi, and his hair became white, and that's harayani kaven shivim shana. So we dafka pointing out, that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah dafka called the zaken to point out what a great tzaddik he was as well. So Chassam Sofer also uses that, but a little bit differently. He says, based on what the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos in the first paragraph of Maseches Brachos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said harayani kiven shivim shana, because he wasn't ben shivim shana, but says the Rambam, he was marbe lilmod at shetashash kocho v'chazor lios kezaken ben shivim. He became weak like a zaken ben shivim shana because he was such a masmid, because he worked so hard in his learning. So Rav says that we have to be choshesh for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because even though he became weakened from his learning, he said he's not going to eat if he doesn't have. He's not going to eat meat if he doesn't have. And Rabbi Yochanan is the one that disagrees. Right? Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, easy for you to say, Rav. You're healthy. So you can say, I'm not going to eat as much. But we're not so healthy, so we need to eat more basar. So says Chassam Sofer, Rav anticipated that argument, and that's why he dafka brought to our attention that it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was weak, who was like a ben shivim shana, even when he was young, in terms of his weakness because of his learning Torah, and said that even he would not overindulge in too much eating. Okay, so once we talk about taking what proper moderation is as far as eating basar is concerned, so the Gemara is going to elaborate on a pasuk that tells us more about this. So the pasuk of Mishlei tells us kvasim lulvu shecha, that you should buy sheep to have clothing. Migez kvasim yehim al bushcha, from the shearing of your sheep, that's where you should have your clothing. Mechir sada atudim, the pasuk goes on to say that the exchange for your field should be sheep, which means the olam yimkar adam sada v'ikach atudim, that it's a good investment. The person should sell his field in order to be able to buy sheep, because the sheep will provide him with clothing. V'alim karadim atudim v'ikach sada, but don't do the opposite. Don't sell your atudim and instead buy a field. And then the pasuk goes on to say, "Videi chalev izim," that the chalev of your goats should be enough. Dayu la'adam sheisparnis mechalev gediyim utvoyim shebetoch beso. You should be able to be misparnis from the milk that comes from your goats that you already own. L'lach mecha l'lechem beisecha. The pasuk goes on to say, "Lach mecha kodem l'lechem beisecha," that your lechem comes before the lechem of beisecha. That if the fact that Marsha points out that it doesn't say ulu lechem, sounds like that it's not shove l'lachmecha. It's a little bit on the lower level of lachmecha. V'chayim l'narusecha, Amar Zutra, Breder of Nachman, Tein Chayim L'Narosecha. You should teach a way of life to your children, meaning you should give them the ability to survive. How do you give them the ability to survive? Not just by supporting them, but by teaching them how to survive on little, not by overindulging them. That a person shouldn't accustom his children to Basar V'Yayin. A lot of times, people who have the means make sure that their children have everything that they could possibly want. But then the children feel that they always need that, so they're going to have to make as much money as their parents in order to be happy. So that's not a good thing. That's not a good way to train their children. That's a lot of pressure to put on the kid. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Harotzer Sheis Asher, Yasek Beheim Adaka. Rabbi Yochanan tells us if a person wants to become wealthy, a good investment is Beheim Adaka. So if you look at the top Tosos says Vim Tomer Damini Park Makom Shenagu Hosek. That no, it's a terrible idea that if you're Osik B'Behem Adaka, you're never going to see a Simen Bracha. So how could our Gemara say against the Gemara Pesachim that it's a great way to become wealthy? So says Tosfos, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, Da'asim B'Yishuv U'Mishma'ayin Hara Avalach Ari B'Chorshin D'Lo Sholto B'U'Eina. It all depends where you keep your behemos. If your behemos are around where a lot of people can see them, terribly, you're not going to see a Simen Bracha because of Ayin Hara. Other people are going to look at your success, they're going to be jealous of your success, right? The way Ayin Hara Torah works is that someone's going to look and they're going to say, why is that guy so successful? He's not better than me. He's not more religious than me. He's not a bigger Yirei Shemayim than me. So it's like a tefillah takodesh baruch hu that the other person shouldn't be successful, that I should be successful. And that will cause that they'll reassess up in Shemayim, you know, whether you deserve that bracha. So the best eitzah for Ayin Hara is not by wearing something red. It's the best eitzah for Ayin Hara is by being more tznua, by making sure that you keep your wealth hidden from people's eyes, so that people won't be able to have that sense of jealousy. So Behema Daka is a great sign of wealth. Yeah, when it's away from people, where people won't be able to see it, says Tosos. The other point that Chronim raised over here is that it's also to be Megadol Behema Daka Be'eretz Yisrael. So why are we recommending this as a valid means of parnasa? So the Achronim answer must be that we're talking Chutz Laretz, but in Eretz Yisrael in Achinami we wouldn't recommend investing in Behema Daka. Amr of Chisa, Maidichsiv Ashtros Sanecha. Why are sheep called Ashtros? Shema Ashtros as Baalayan, because people who own sheep tend to become very wealthy, meaning it is a great business. Vamr B'Yochanan, Kasa de Charshin v'lo Kasa de Poshin. If you have the ability to eat to drink a kos of machshefus or drink a kos of lukewarm water, better to drink the machshefus than to drink the lukewarm water. Meaning that's how unhealthy lukewarm water can be for you. Va'ani mili b'klei matachos. But that's only if it's served in metal kelim. Av b'klei charis lasan ba. If it's in a klei charis, it's fine. O b'klei matachos nami lo amar el de lo shadibut zivaya. And even in klei matachos, that's only if you didn't put in some sort of flavoring to it. Av shadibut zivaya. But if you put some sort of herb or flavor into it, less than, but then we're not so worried about it. Lo shadibut sivaya nami lo amarin ela dlo tzayitz. Aval tzayitz less than, but that's also only if you haven't pre-boiled it. But if you boil it up, we assume all the germs are gone, and therefore it's perfectly fine. V'amar b'yochan, mi she'niach lo aviv ma'os. If a person got a Yerusha, so v'rotzel abdon, and he wants to lose it all. He wants to lose all of his money really quickly. Obviously, it doesn't mean that you want to lose it all really quickly, but it's most matzui that if a person didn't work for his money, that he's not gonna love his money, he's not gonna be careful enough about his money to want to keep it. The people who tend to throw away all their money are the people who it came easily to. So a guy got a Yerusha. So if you want to know how do you throw away your Yerusha, you spend it on wasteful things. Yilbash klei pishtan v'yishtamish b'klei zechuches. You should wear klei pishtan. You should use klei zechuches v'yiskor pa'al in valiyeshev v'man. And then you should hire workers and not have any oversight of what the workers are doing. So yilbash klei pishtan b'kisna ramisa. What kind of klei pishtan are we talking about? We're talking about a certain type of linen which is very expensive but gets worn out very quickly. So as this is Daf Yomi coincidence, we've been talking about wool and linen with the whole Uggs controversy. So the person should, with such clothing, it will get worn out very quickly. It won't last very long, and it will be a lot of money down the drain. With white glass that can shatter very easily and it will all be gone. You hire your workers to plow with your oxen, and since the Polim aren't worried about the hezek of that's going to happen to the oxen that don't belong to them, so they're not going to take such good care of it, and they're not going to do that much work either because you're not watching what they're doing. Rabbi Avira said, sometimes the name Rabbi Ami, sometimes the name Rabbi Asi, who are often confused for each other. What does the pasuk mean in Sefer Tehillim? So what the pasuk is telling me is, lo'olam yochel adam v'yishta pachos mashi yeshlo. A person should always drink a little below his means. V'yilbash v'yiskasa mashi yeshlo. The clothing that he buys should reflect his means. V'yichabidishto bana v'yoser mashi yeshlo. And what he provides for his wife and children should be beyond his means. Now this may not be the best chinuch for the children to give them everything that they ever want, but if you show extra rachmanis on the children, meaning that an extra rachmanis on your wife, and they rely on you for support, so you know who you rely on for support, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to act toward you, mida keneged mida. If you are good to those who rely on you, then Hashem will be good to you who relies on him. Now we go back to the discussion of Kisei Adam. If a person shechts an animal for the sake of a chola on Shabbos, chola sheyesh ba sakana, so you had no choice but to shecht an animal. chayev l'chasos, you do kisei adam. So amalu rabba, ishtoma ka'amar, you're saying something ridiculous. L'shmatu ala amori minei, according to Rashi, cut his tongue out. He shouldn't say such a thing. Detanya, because we have a brisa that tells us, Rabbi Yossi Yomar Koyi, ain't shotanos on the yomtav, v'mishchato, ain't mechasin his damo. You're not supposed to shecht a safek chaya on yomtav, and if you do, you can't do kisei mikal v'chomer, and we make the following kal v'chomer. When you have a vada mila, it's docha Shabbos, ain't svika docha yom tov, but a safek mila is not done on yom tov. Kisui she'in vada docha Shabbos, where a vada kisui is not done on Shabbos, ain't odin she'in svika docha yom tov. You can certainly wouldn't do a safek kisui in yom tov. So amrlo, they said back, tkiya shofar begvulim tochiach. Tkiya shofar outside of the mikdash should be a raya. She'in vada docha Shabbos, vada tkiya shofar is not done on Shabbos, and yet usveka docha yom tov. Safik tkiya shofar is done on yom tov. Heishar blazar kapa v'rivi tshuva malamilish kenein noeges b'leil yom tovim. You can't bring a raya from mila because mila is not done at night. To kisui tomar b'kisui shenoeg b'leil yom tovim, where kisui would be done at night. So Amar Rabbi Abba finishes off the brisa. Ze'ach min advarim. Shom Rabbi Chia eli aleim tshuva veish Rabbi Lazar kapar b'ribi tshuva. That they said that there's no answer, and Rabbi Lazar kapar b'ribi had an answer. That whole brisa we're going to discuss tomorrow. But what was the bottom line? Katani mias kisui she'ein vado docha Shabbos. We said kisui where the vaday kisui is not docha Shabbos. My vado de kisui lo docha Shabbos. Where do you have a case of vaday kisui that's not docha Shabbos? Lava shochet l'chalav Shabbos. Isn't it talking about someone who shechts for a chol on Shabbos? So this is a raya that if you shecht for a chol on Shabbos, you do not do kisui adam on Shabbos. So that's the reason we quoted the whole brisa. But Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll address that question, and then we'll go back to explain the brisa itself.